Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Sanatorium by Sarah Pierce, published by Penguin in 2021. Today's book is all about trauma, snow, and siblings. Ellen is on leave from the police after an incident which has left her confidence shattered. She's on her way to a fancy hotel in Switzerland to her brother's engagement party with her partner Will. Ellen and her brother Isaac have always had a tense relationship, ever since their youngest brother died in an accident many years earlier, and Ellen still feels like she doesn't know the truth about what happened. The day after Ellen arrives at the hotel, her brother's fiancé, also an employee of the hotel, goes missing. And unbeknownst to Ellen and the others, she's not the only employee who's disappeared. The hotel itself is a former sanatorium, but now a high-end, architecturally designed five-star luxury resort. But there's one thing the hotel owners can't control: the weather. Storms are closing in and the mountain is in danger of being cut off from the rest of the world, and Isaac's fiancé is still nowhere to be found. While the other guests evacuate, Ellen, her partner and her brother wait until the final group as they continue their search for the missing fiancé. But then the road is cut and they're stuck on the mountain and a body is found. The Sanatorium is a beautifully written crime thriller set in an atmospheric hotel high up in the Swiss Alps. In true Gothic style, the hotel itself has a past and secrets and a creepy demeanour. As part of the interior design, the hotel features items from the original hospital, which has a history of top secret experimental treatments, a history that some people can't forget. The main character, Ellen, is a complex woman. Reeling from a recent incident as a detective, she suffers from anxiety on top of her pre-existing trauma over the death of her little brother. She's suspicious of Isaac and can't let herself be open in her relationship with her partner, Will. And her boss is waiting for a reply from her as to whether she'll return to the force in the next few weeks. She's been avoiding replying because she doesn't quite know if she's ready yet. But when the crimes begin, Ellen feels herself thaw out again, driven by a new purpose. But she hides the fact that she's actually on leave from the police, letting everyone believe she's still on active duty. Not only is there the snow and the isolation, Ellen has to dance around the difference in policing, and coming from the UK, she has no jurisdiction, and the police shouldn't really be telling her anything. Ellen and her brother are not the only complicated brother-sister relationship in the book. The hotel owner and his sister are also part of the last remaining occupants of the hotel in the storm, and their relationship is just as fractured. The Sanatorium is also about lungs and breath and breathing. Ellen suffers from panic attacks. The air, of course, is crisp and clean in the Alps, and yet the old hospital was used to treat tuberculosis patients. So if you like well-written prose, picturesque settings, dysfunctional siblings and strange medical equipment, I recommend The Sanatorium by Sarah Pierce. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.